See, that's the thing. I'm not going to get my ugly Christmas sweater from a place that blatantly sells ugly Christmas sweaters.
You want it to be authentic.
I want it to be authentic, like the one that I got. I just went to Kohl's.
Right.
And I went to where the old lady's shop, and I got the largest sweater that they have, and that's the one that I purchased. I want it to be a legit, you know,
all right,
right.
Christmas sweater.
I have the place for you to go.
Oh, I'm going to Kohl's. Oh, but you got a new place.
This place is one of the coolest stores I've ever been to. I've driven by it hundreds of times. Because I live nearby it in Harleysville. And finally, out of convenience, I was driving by and I had a few minutes and I saw that it was actually open. You never know when it's going to be open. It's a place called the Barn Attic.
The Barn Attic.
Yes. It is. It's a barn. It's four floors. It's so eclectic. It's unbelievable. I've never seen more stuff in one place in my life. And it's all of it is categorized. It's all, you know, if you've ever been to, Steve, like an antique store?
Yes.
There's just stuff all over
the
place.
Sure, just randomly. Yes. All willy-nilly.
This is all categorized. And the woman who runs this place, first of all, she comes in and gives you, have you ever been here before? No. And then she gives you this spiel. Oh, we have 50,000 that. We have 20,000 of these. We have blah, 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 that. And this is downstairs. And these are over there. And I know where that is. And the furniture's in this place. And blah, blah, blah. Dude, I wish I could explain it
okay.
to you. But it's almost like, you know the show American Pickers?
Yes.
It's like everything they've ever bought in one spot.
Oh, okay. Okay,
it's,
cool.
It's
pre-owned?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's incredible, man.
Oh, all right.
I've gone in there twice, and I can't wait to go back.
But, Casey, what I thought you would dislike was the fact that it's a vintage ski and sport sweater that's actually the style now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
what I thought you would have a problem with.
Well, I mean, the trend has been growing for, I don't know, a little while now. Like, you know, people have their, they don't have Christmas parties anymore. It's an ugly sweater Christmas
right.
party. So, no, I'm on board with it.
Okay.
I'm on board with
right.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Kathy had said she had this.
Because of the purity of it.
She had this fashion trend that she wanted to bring up that she thought you would hate. But now, hearing that, I think Case would be all about ugly sweaters, actually.
I just thought that. Like,
but now that it's becoming more popular and
they're
like,
making them on purpose to be ugly.
And you won't stand out as much. Right.
Like,
you know?
Like, this was the case. This was the collage that I put together. These are actual sweaters that are being sold at, like, Urban Outfitters, H&M. You know, places where you're
you know
going
what,
shopping.
No, I don't like those. In fact, I was going to go.
Those are just sweaters.
Yeah, those are just sweaters. What I'm talking about is like you go and it's got like this little Christmas village
right.
on it, and it looks like you know Grandma Gladys has you know been wearing
ruffles, yeah, and yeah,
all that stuff. And I was planning on getting a new sweater for our Christmas Miracle broadcast.
And they have those too.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling those
okay.
in these stores. You know
yeah,
what I
but
mean?
Like how much?
Oh, that's what I mean. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
It's not like going to a Salvation Army or something and picking one up.
Case, you got to go to the Barn Attic.
I know.
I guarantee you will
find. Do they advertise with the station?
No, I don't think they've ever advertised. Why?
No, he's just messing around.
I can't believe you mentioned
Bill.
Bill Weston.
Oh, God. It's a mom and pop.
It thing. Sounds like a place I would like to not just go to, but like you know, take my mom to or my sister.
And leave her there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And just, you could leave people in there. And
they never came back.
They would never.
Let me in some place.
Yeah.
We do need to wear something festive for the Christmas Miracle
yeah.
broadcast. I'm into that.
Yeah.
What, wearing ugly sweaters?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be ugly sweater, but whatever. Like something festive.
Hold on,
Steve,
Marissa.
Maybe you could be in a Mrs. Claus outfit.
All right, we'd gladly do that.
The new trend taking over the ugly sweater parties this year is the Christmas pajama parties.
Yeah.
So we all wear Christmas pajamas.
Steve, you could wear your Michael Dukakis footy pajamas.
I have my Michael Dukakis footy pajamas that Casey got me one year. I said that was a Christmas wish, and he had them made. And it has a big picture of presidential candidate Michael Dukakis on it, and I love them.
I'm down with
I do wear them. Actually,
man.
Very comfortable.
I'm down with that, too, and I love Christmas pajama pants. My husband, my entire family makes fun of me every year because I will wear them around
I'm
the house.
Down with saying it right now and then showing up in just you guys.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So you'll be the only one not wearing it?
I will look like the idiot. No, if I might wear the Michael Dukakis.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
should.
All right.
Bring a change of clothes. That way, if you're not comfortable, you can change.
Plan this after the fact.
How about just regular pajama pants? I mean, or do they have to be Christmas themed?
No, that's Christmas themed.
Yeah, 90% of my pajama pants are Christmas themed.
You can get Christmas themed pajama pants at Old
You're
Navy
saying
right
90%
now.
Of the underwear you own.
No, not underwear. Pajama pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
was like, why would you make all of your underwear holiday oriented?
No.
We have a whole family Christmas pajama set.
Matching sets?
Yes.
That
yeah,
you all
the hat and everything.
You know, my dream is, another dream in case you want to do this, if you ever get me in the Secret Santa, is I need about 5 or 6 shirts that say the Rodriguez family. So if we go to Disney World,
somebody dropped them off at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Really?
I swear to God,
where are my goddamn shirts?
These neon yellow shirts that say the Rodriguez family. Wait, does Marissa
have
them?
Wait, why?
Because there's that commercial, that Disney commercial.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, there you go,
awesome.
I haven't seen the commercial.
It's the Rodriguez family. You know that thing of they go to Disney World and they put on the shirts that have the family, you know?
So they're easy to spot inside.
So I just
want
to hang out with a whole bunch of people. There we go. That's awesome.
Sis Rodriguez family
reunion. Who did this? Oh, it's Tim made these for Steve. Oh, awesome. Thank you, Tim.
I spelled Rodriguez wrong.
No, that's how they spell it.
No, no. Oh, it's, yeah. It's Rodriguez was my original request.
Rodriguez.
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 That's how they spell it.